Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, beloved ones, and welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. I am Minister James Browning, and you know that I am a spiritual warrior, and I'm here to start a spiritual revolution. So we're going to get the revolution started. You know that all of you who have been hanging out with me for a while now know that I start my show for prayer. And so this will be no different than any other day. So we're going to start a show with a prayer, and so we can bring the forth and the energies on, because every good revolution needs a spiritual energy and spiritual power to propel it. So we're going to call on those higher beings that are here to help us today. Beloved, mighty I Am presence, I give gratitude and thanks for this wonderful and marvelous day. I thank you for each one of those marvelous beings who are tuned in today. I thank you, God, for allowing them to come back this Sunday. I thank you for all of the old listeners who are there, and I thank you for all my new listeners who have tuned in today. I'm so, so excited, so grateful that you're here, and God, give them divine blessing, divine grace. I ask you to wrap each one of those divine listeners in your white light of protection from the crown of their head to the bottom of their feet, that they will be well protected and they will be able to absorb all that you have to bring forth today and all the energy that you have to allow to flow through. You know, beloved, mighty I Am present, I say all of you and none of me, allow your energy, allow me to be used, allow me to be a vessel for the power and for all that come through. I know it is through you that all power is done. So I am grateful and gratitude that you have deemed me worthy to be used in order to bring forth vitality and bring forth life and bring forth energy to all these beloved ones who have taken the time out of their busy schedules to tune in today. So I am so grateful, God, for allowing it to be. I ask you, give me strength, give me energy. I call upon all the higher archangels who each and every show come and help us out and to do it, especially Archangel Michael. Michael, I call you. Michael, Lord Michael in front, Lord Michael in back, Lord Michael to the left, Lord Michael to the right, Lord Michael to the left, Lord Michael to the right, Lord Michael above and Lord Michael above and below. Lord Michael, everywhere we go today. Thank you, Lord Michael, for the divine protection that you give in the communication. I know that is your specialty. So I ask you for divine protection that you help this show to go and help everything to go. And I call upon all the other ascended hosts and ascended masters, beloved Saint Germain, the cosmic Christ, the divine mother, the divine director, and all the higher beings and consciousness, all the archangels, all those in the angel realm. I call upon my own guardian angels who come forth now, those who've been with me. I call upon all of my ancestors who have gone on and who are still helping from the other side. I thank you for this divine time and divine purpose to be able to share and to give forth energy. We say, I am grateful and thank you. And so it is. Well, beloved ones, hey, I am so grateful and I welcome you, especially all the new and old listeners, especially my new listeners. I am so grateful when new people tune in. That really makes my heart feel good because I know the word is getting out there. I know it's quite a few of you out there. We last count, we had about 3,500 people listening, and that's a beautiful thing. And we want to grow this ministry to, you know, to get at least a couple, 20, 30,000 listeners, because we want to make a change. I am doing this to help raise the light on the planet. I do this because I want to be able to make a difference. I need to bring forth the light workers to go and help and bring about change on the planet, because there's so many of things going on, beloved ones, that you need to be able to be prepared for and to be ready for, because there's a shift and changing taking place. We're shifting from three-dimensional beings to five-dimensional beings and above. So I want you to be ready and prepared for the shift that's going to take place, and that you will be able to be there and do what it is you need to do. So I say thank you for tuning in today. I'm broadcasting live today from beautiful Scottsdale, Arizona. And in the summertime here, so everything is nice and warm and beautiful and green, and it's good. We're in monsoon season now. We've been getting some rain, and that's good, and that's a beautiful thing. We need it very much here. So thank God for allowing it to be, and thankful it to allow it to be. So, you know, beloved ones, you know, I've changed the format of the show for you who have been listening for a long time, and all the new listeners. You know, you're not too familiar, but, you know, I usually do an hour show And what I decided to do is to do a 30-minute show during the summer months because people's schedules are pretty busy and people are out. So, and, you know, in the old show, I would go back and do a review of the previous show. But, you know, due to time, we're not going to do that. We're going to get right to the meat of things. If you missed last week's show, I'm telling you, go back, take time and listen because it was powerful. I got a lot of response, a lot of things. It was on procrastination. Matter of fact, it was procrastination. It was a series that I had, and it was a continuous series. So we were able to understand, get unlocked, and to move forward because it's so important, beloved one, that you're able to do what you need to do. And procrastination is such a powerful thing that causes us to get stuck and not move forward to do the work that we need to do. And, you know, it's really, really important that we do it. So if you didn't get a chance to go tune in and listen to Procrastination Part 2 and go back and listen to Procrastination Part 1 also. You know, all the shows are archived and they've been in there probably about 60-some shows now, so you can listen all the time. But we're going to get started today, exciting show, because this is a really important thing. A lot of people heard this because today the show is going to be Does Positive Thinking Really Work? Part 2. I did a Part 1 on positive thinking because it is so important that we have an understanding of what it is and what it's going to take for us to be able to move forth and to operate on the earthly plane, you know, to be able to bring forth and have success and be able to do the things that we need to do to be able to tap into the opulence of God and to be able to bring forth in our life, not only in our financial life, but in our healing life for our physical bodies and into our relationships. It's so, so important that we have that type of energy going forth. And my motto is, yes, you can. Yes, you can. Because so often people tell you, no, you cannot. You cannot do this. You cannot accomplish this. This cannot happen. But I am here to tell you, yes, you can. And you have showed up today in order to be able to bring forth that. And I know many times you've heard people say to you, if you just think positive, everything's going to work out. And I wish it was just that simple, beloved ones. I really do, you know. But it's not quite that simple that you just think positive and everything works out. There's a process to take place. You know, thinking positive is just the beginning of the process, but it's a necessity in order for the process to go. And you must think positive first. You must realize and believe that you can make things happen on that level before anything else will happen. So, yes, positive thinking is important, but it is truly the beginning of what's going to happen and what you need to do to solve your problem. So we really need to work in and dive a little deeper to what's happening and what's going on, because positive thinking can only take you so far. Now, at my age, and gratefully and blessedly, I made it to where I'm at, and I'm happy. I am actually 5'10.5 feet tall, okay, guys? But I always had a desire to be 6.5 feet tall, okay? Now, regardless of how much that I focus my energy and tell myself I'm going to be 6'5", at this juncture in my life, the possibility of me being 6'5" is slim to nil. It ain't going to happen. I don't care how positive I am, unless I'm going to get some bone stretching or something, that I am going to be able to stretch another foot. And that's just not going to happen. So you have to come to reality that something positive thing is only going to take you so far. Because the real thing and the real deal that gets us to the next level of moving forward and to begin to manifest in our lives comes from your emotional feelings of what it is that you want to desire and what you feel that you want to have in your life. See, the thought is there, but it is the emotion that brings the power. It's the feeling world where you begin to get more power from, because I told you, you know, I've done many shows about the subconscious mind, and once the subconscious mind connect with the feelings of that particular thing you want to manifest, that's when the manifestations begin to take. You positively thought about it. It went into your conscious mind. And through the process of downloading from your conscious mind to your subconscious mind, it is now into your subconscious mind. So now you must water that thought with emotions and feelings of that which you want to have show up in your life. You have to connect with it on the emotional feeling world. That is the only way you're able to be able to get it to move into the next level, is that you add emotion and feeling to that, okay? Now, from the positive standpoint, you have to have a clear picture. You have to have a clear picture, beloved ones, of what it is that you want to show up in your life. And I cannot overemphasize this more than anything else, because you can manifest and the universe will give you what you desire based on what it is that you request. But if you are not clear with what you want, things will show up. It will show up, but it will not show up in the manner that you wanted and needed to show up. But the universe is going to give you as close to possibly as it can, but you have not gave specific information or allowed specific thoughts to show up, and it's not going to show up. You know, for relationship, for something, you may want one particular type. You may ask, hey, I want a spiritual person to show up. Yeah, a spiritual person may show up, but that spiritual person may come with so much other stuff that may be just like totally tearing you off, okay? He may indulge in alcohol, or he may indulge in drugs, he may not be honest, he may be one of the kind of people that, or she may be one of the kind of people that's not truthful to their word, although they claim they're spiritual, but you only wanted a spiritual person to show up in your life, and God sent you. He may know all the stuff, may know about astrology, numerology, you know, he may know about teleporting and all the things that, you know, and have the good conversation with you, but he's not specific because you didn't ask specifically, hey, God, I want to show up. I want somebody to show up in my life that's health conscious, that's positive, and know what they're talking about, and that they are truthful and they're honest, and they're going to stick with what they say they're going to do, and they're going to be the people they claim they're going to be, and that's what they're going to do. You have to be specific, beloved ones. That is what your job is, to be specific. The universal job, the gospel, is to give you what you require, what you ask for, but you need to know what it is that you want. So many of us never accomplish the things we want because most of us don't have clarity of what we want. We have no idea what we want. We think we want it one day, the next day we don't want it. We want it a different way one day, and we want it a different day another day. So you have to have clarity in what's showing up in your lives and how you're showing up in your lives and on all aspects, including your relationships. You have to be very, very clear. You know, if you say, hey, God, give me a car, you know, or I'm feeling positive about I'm going to have me a new car by August the 15th. And you just say, I'm going to have me a new car, but you don't say what kind of car you want. You don't say what kind of car you desire. Then whatever shows up is what's going to show up. Now, that's not a bad thing. Some people believe, hey, let the universe give you what is better because the universe knows what you need more than what you need. So in some cases, that's it. But if you know if you want something simple, if you really wanted a brand new Jaguar, white Jaguar, you just say, I want me a car and a black Volkswagen show up, then embrace the acceptance. But in reality, you may want the Jaguar, but you really can't afford to put gas in it or afford to keep the upkeep it. So the universe gave you something you could have. It gave you a Volkswagen where you can take care of and you can maintain it. So, hey, you got to be grateful for that too, beloved one. But I'm telling you, when you start thinking about manifesting, you have to begin the process of starting to allow the picture to be closed. You got to hold a clear picture. You got to have a focus of your goals and your desires, you know, and there's many ways to go about bringing those things into your emotional world and connecting to them on the emotional world. I personally use a goal board, you know, a dream board, and I have pictures of the things that I really so desire and tunnelly vision want. Right now, there's just one thing that I'm so desire and craving and so want, and that's the thing that I got on my dream board, and every moment that I wake up in the morning, that's the first thing that impacts on my and my eyesight, and I feel myself there doing that in particular individual thing that I want to do and I want to be, and I see myself, I got a picture of myself there in the situation and in the car and the vehicle. I'm driving I just share with you, I'm getting an RV and it's going to be coming, and I know it's coming soon, and I can see myself there, and I see all the details of that RV every day. Every day I look at, there's not a day that I did not go by that I did not vibe that feeling, and I not only just see it with from a vision, but I feel myself in that. I can feel myself traveling, going to places I want to go, doing the things I want to do, enjoying the way I want to do it, because that's the way I want to do it. I want to be able to travel around the whole United States and be able to do my spiritual work for my RV and be able to go to different cities to do seminars and bring about different things to do it. So that's what I'm holding the image of. And I would suggest that you do this too. Get you a goal, get you a dream board so you can have a visual of what you want as well as an idea, because that's going to help feed into your emotional world. That's going to help you feel more emotionally connected to it when you are visually seeing it every day and you are seeing it coming through to you, to your, and your mind. But otherwise, you got to realize that for so many years that you have been programmed, and a lot of you have been programmed in a negative way. That just got to tell you like it is. Some of this stuff started when you were children. And that infant, that same program is beginning, is still playing lively inside of your world. And although you may think that you want something, you may feel you want it, but that negative program in your subconscious mind is playing to the level where it will not give you, it's only going to give you that which is operating in your subconscious mind. Beloved one, you are not accomplishing anything in life of any substantial means without it first coming out of the power of the subconscious mind that tapped into the universal God mind of the whole deal. You got your subconscious mind, but then that universe, then that God mind, that subconscious mind tapped into the God mind that orchestrated and allowed. It's like a fuel of energy. It's like that goes through the universe and goes as a thing where your thoughts go into. And that's why when your thoughts go out, they come back stronger, because they go into the universal God, universal pool of thoughts and energy. So whatever you allow to happen to your subconscious mind, whether you're putting out negativity or whether you're putting out positivity, it is going to come back, beloved ones. There is no way around it. You cannot avoid it under any circumstances, even if you try in your best life to try to avoid doing what, not getting back with your subconscious mind. It is not going to work, beloved ones. It is truly giving you the law of attraction. Your subconscious mind is going to always, always, always give you back what you put into it. So, and if things are showing up in your life at the level that you are not happy with, and you should, it's because there's a program still running that's looping inside of your mind that's allowing that which you don't want to show up. Because you know what, beloved ones, the universal God mind and the universal mind will always give you what you put out there, good, bad, or indifferent. So regardless of whether it is good or bad, that is not the job of the universe or God mind to circle to come to the conclusion what it is that you really want. You putting that out there. You putting it in. It is the energy of your mind that's going out and allowing it to come back, the subconscious mind to come back. So we have got to begin to program our subconscious mind. In addition to thinking positive about that, which we got to get down to the root cause of why things are not showing up in the matter that you wanted to show up into your life, how you wanted to show up and how you wanted to be, because that is what's going on in your subconscious. That is why it is not showing up, or it is showing up the way that you are allowing to be. It might not showing up what you think you want, but what's going on in that subconscious mind is so powerful that it is showing up in the way that's happening. But I'm going to talk to you right now about a few ways before we close out about how to reprogram your subconscious mind. And if you got in doubt, guys, I can't get it all done in the next couple of minutes. But, you know, if you go back and listen to some of my older shows, you'll know that I've been talking about programming your subconscious mind to get you to the next level for a long, 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 long time. Okay, so now, I like to use the word, I like to use affirmations. Affirmations are statements of positive influence. And I mean that you cannot say an affirmation and just haphazardly say it, I want this to happen. You have to say it with feeling. You have to allow the feelings to come through into your being and allow yourself to connect to that which you want to come through in your world. Like for me, for instance, I my business things. I'm doing some business adventures. I got some things going on. And right now, I'm calling in monetary finances. So I'm a money magnet. So I say every morning, I am. I know I am a mighty money magnet. I am. I know I am a mighty money magnet. I do it in front of the mirror. I do it in different ways. I do, you know, and I call it. But whatever you decide to say, beloved one, add feeling and emotion to it. When you finish doing your affirmations, your body should be almost trembling because you know that it is allowing it to be so powerful that it is allowing it to come forth now in such a marvelous way that it is actually bringing forth all the energy and everything that you needed to come forth into your being. So I say use your affirmations, beloved one. Start using those affirmations daily. Start doing them daily. And I'm not talking about doing two or three affirmations. It took you time to get into these situations, so now you got to get out of it. You got to create yourself, so you got to do the work, be willing to do the work in order to be able to get to the next level. You know that what you need to do in order to bring it forth, so you, beloved ones, are the ones who have to do it. So you have to do your affirmation. Do hundreds of them at a time. And it doesn't take long. You know, it takes maybe about 3-4 minutes to do 100 affirmations if you do it rapidly in the manner that you should be doing it. And you should do affirmations in a rapid manner because the vibrations will help you to bring forth that energy into you. Because you're energy. So you're allowing energy to flow into your being at a fast and rapid pace. And that's how affirmations work. So the more you can do, the faster you can do them, and always do them some form of fashion before you go to bed. Now, there are some very, very powerful affirmations, very, very powerful things on the internet dealing with. If it's prosperity you want or physical healing you want, there's some things out there. And I always tell you, never go to bed with negativity on your brain. Never allow anyone to be around you to create negativity in your space, especially when you're going to sleep at night. Always go to bed with something positive on your mind and in your thought process, beloved one. It is so, so important that you do that because that is when your conscious mind begins to do its download process into the subconscious mind. Just before you drift off to sleep or when you go into sleep, because, see, your subconscious mind is live 24/7. So it's always active. But you end up competing with a lot of other distractions at that time. So the thoughts you're putting in at nighttime, are you listening to positive things? I do ones on prosperity, you know, on becoming a millionaire. Ones that do on becoming different things. I do one based on the archangels, based on healing and getting me to move forward to do my purpose and to get me out of any form of procrastination that may be stand in the way of me being and doing what I need to do. But I know these affirmations are very powerful. So you, beloved one, have to take the time. You have to take the time and do your affirmations. Do them in the mirror. Go in the mirror. It's called a mirror technique. I don't know how many of you may be familiar with that. If you're not familiar with that, there's a book called The Thought of the Magic of Believing, okay? And through that book by Claude Bristol, and this book tells you about how you can utilize the mirror technique to look in your eyes when you're doing that particular affirmation and how it penetrates into your subconscious mind. Because, see, beloved ones, you have to do a lot of work because many of you are at the point in your age and life where a lot of stuff been dumped in there. So you can't not go in and have it all removed unless you're going to spend the money to get a professional hypnotherapist to go through you all with you this stuff all the time. And if you're not going to do that, then it is up to you to go back and do the reprogram and bring forth those things to happen. So you have to do it, beloved ones. You have to take responsibility, and you have to have the discipline. But that's what I'm also finding out, that so many of us have such little bit of discipline to go into really to do what we need to do. We claim we want to be successful, but we won't take the time to do it. We won't do the things that we need to do. A lot of us know what to do, but we won't do it. Why? Why you want to do it? Because there is a fear blocking down in your subconscious mind somewhere that stops you from doing what you need to do. You know, it's almost like people see fear is another thing, and that's, we're not going to get deep into fear, but fear is another thing that blocks you from allowing even your positive thoughts to penetrate and be happy, because you say you want something, but deep down inside you fearful of it showing up in a certain way, or you have to deal with a certain thing. So fear is also blocking you. So a lot of times, even if you know you're supposed to do it, you won't do it. You won't do it, even though you have been programmed, you know how to do it and know what to do it, but you won't do it. But beloved one, in order to get to the next level, you have to overcome your fears and conquer your fears and be able to move forth and do what you need to do in order to get there. So break through, walk through, learn to start listening to a positive message, beloved one. And above all, stop hanging out and around people who do not bring out good things for you. If you're around people who are not in high frequency, you need to change your circle, beloved one. You need to change the people who are showing up in your life and in your life, because they are affecting you. It's like you never believe. You think that they aren't, but it's either one or two things. Either you're going to bring them up or they're going to bring you down. So you need to begin to do that and begin to operate and begin to do that and begin to bring forth that kind of energy and do what we need to do. So in the midst of, you know, we're getting ready to close out here in a few minutes, but I just want to be able to give you what you need in order to be able to take things to the next level and make your life become what you want to become, because the law of attraction is always working as well, beloved one. So whatever you're putting out, whatever you're allowing to show up in your life is also showing up through the law of attraction based on the energy that you have already put out there. The things that are showing up, you already put these thoughts out there 6 months ago, a year ago. You've been thinking about these things and your subconscious mind be allowing. It's usually not, and thank God, that the things that we think about, the things that we think we want, don't show up immediately. You know, in some cases that you may have a situation, if you feel so emotionally strong about a situation and you really need it to show up in the way that you show up, yes, the subconscious mind can bring it into existence immediately. It doesn't have to be that way. But most of us are dealing with situations that are based on things that have already been programmed into us immediately. You know, there's certain ways, certain methods that you can use if you're having financial challenges or having money challenges, that you can bring money into your life within, you know, so many hours or so many days, the things that you need important for your life. So, yes, you can do it, but you got to do the work. You got to put the energy in it. You got to do what you need to do, beloved one. So it is up to you to do the work that you need to do, okay? So important. So that's why it is so important that you allow yourself to associate with people who are high conscious, people who are moving in the right direction that you want to move into, who are taking charge of their lives and beginning to do what it is they're doing. So, yeah, and you are actually attracting into your life people showing up in your life. You attracted them into your life, so they are the ones, the kind of people you need to be with, because you attracted them into your life. If you don't like the company that you're keeping, then you need to change your thought process and reprogram yourself from the inside out. Okay, you need to be able to change your energy, change your form, because it's already there, beloved one. So you are bringing it in, and you are allowing that to show up and to bring forth. Well, you know, beloved one, I really, really, this is one day I wish I was doing an Al show, because there's so much here that to be able to bring to you and be able to share with you. But hopefully you get the crux of what I'm trying to tell you need to do. You need to become disciplined enough to get up and do what you need to do. You can change your destiny. You can change the way what comes in your life. But you have to take the discipline. You have to be positive enough to get up and do it. You have to have enough feelings about what you want to be able to allow your feelings to connect with you in order to be able to do what you need to do. So I am so grateful that you've showed up today and show up next Sunday. I'm going to probably run with this format for maybe another couple of weeks. I'll see how it goes. But, you know, sometimes there's so much I want to get in, and I'm not able to get in everything on the 30-minute show. So go back and listen to part one of this show, and you will get a whole lot more out of it, because there's a whole lot more to do. But I'm so grateful that you showed up today. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. So let's close out with a prayer, as we always do. Beloved, mighty I Am presence, I give gratitude and thanks so much, so heartfelt feeling for these beloved ones who have showed up And thank you, God, for using me as a vessel. Thank you for allowing me to be able to bring some energy and be able to bring some word to someone who may need support today, or someone who is kind of feeling stuck and they need to move to the next thought. They're thinking in the right direction, but things are just not moving in the direction that they give them the ability to be able to remove all negative energy and all negative blocks that will come. So I thank you, God, and I thank you so much, and I thank you, beautiful ones, for showing up. Tune in next week, and we'll talk. I may even continue this show because it's so important. Okay? So peace and love to each one of you. Thank you so, so much for showing up. Bye. Have a wonderful, wonderful week.